Welcome. I am Dr. Glow, otherwise known as Dr. Gloria Morgan, and today I am sharing some matters that I believe parents would be interested in. You are tuned into WDKX and one of their streaming platforms, and I want to remind you that education is in my DNA. Do you remember reading is fundamental and Reading Rainbow? Those were initiatives that were talked about decades ago, and I'm here to remind parents that at all times it is important to read to your children. But why? According to the Child Mind Institute, that's a nonprofit that advances children's mental health through clinical care, they believe and they encourage parents to understand the benefits reading will have upon their children. The benefits of reading go beyond learning to read. Reading to young children is an important way to help them build language skills. It exposes them to new words and ways of using language. It also helps them learn general information about the world, which makes it easier for them to learn about new subjects once they go to school. Books also help children build empathy and learn how to handle challenging feelings. Parents, we can use reading time as a chance to talk about emotions and how to cope with them. For example, you might say, "Have you ever felt as angry as the girl in this book? What would you do if you did feel that way?" Even a few minutes of reading together gives you and your child a chance to slow down and connect with each other. And the sensory experience of sitting with you and hearing your voice also engages their brain in a way that makes learning easier. I remember with my daughters sitting and reading sometimes the same book over and over again for 3 or 4 days in a row. It did make a difference in their experience, and it gave them opportunity to express themselves. Many times I would hear something like, "Goldilocks, oh boy, that wolf was mean. That wolf should not have done what was done to that family." Anyway, there is no right way to read to your child. You can read to them in any language. You can do it at the same time every day or change up the routine. Your child doesn't even need to be sitting with you. Just sitting nearby with a book while they play can be a way to connect as well. The important thing is for your child to hear words and language and to have books be a part of their daily life. Any steps you're able to take can make a big difference. There were many times in my children's time of reading, they would stop me and say, "What does that word mean?" And for me, it made me stay in tune with ensuring that they understood what each word meant. Of course, reading whatever your child enjoys is always a good idea. When kids get the chance to follow their own interests, they internalize that reading is fun and rewarding, and they're more likely to pursue reading on their own. One of my children loved hearing and reading about sports and science, so we stuck with that. This applies even for young children who want to read the same book, as I said before, repeatedly. It's very common for the young children, like toddlers and preschoolers, to want to read the same book over and over again. For me, it got to a place where they had memorized everything in the book, and they were talking as I read and saying the exact words I was saying. That is also a part of mastering language. There's no reason to stop reading to children once they're able to read themselves. Children also enjoy hearing books above their reading level. For example, you could do chapter books when they're still reading picture books on their own. Reading together through elementary school supports their developing literacy, and that is so key. It also gives you both a chance to stay connected as they become more independent in their reading. You as a parent should also read and allow your child to see you reading as well. You have been listening to Dr. Glow as I am sharing matters that are important to parents on WDKX. Question: what books or even magazines would you read to your child?